here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 31st of March, 2011. It was on this day, 1930, the Motion Picture Production Code was put into effect. It was known as the Hays Code, after the Hollywood censor Will Hays. Guidelines for the depiction of sex, violence, crime, and religion in American movies. A list of 36 don'ts and be carefuls. It was made obligatory in 1934, and from then until 1968, films had to pass the production code in order to be released. The Supreme Court had ruled in 1915 that the First Amendment to right to free speech did not extend to movies, so the film industry was nervous about government regulation, and they adopted the Hays Code, which said that crime must be punished, criminals should not be presented as sympathetic characters, pre- or extramarital sex must never be portrayed in a positive light, authority figures must be portrayed with respect, the church and the clergy must not be laughable or villainous, and showing drug use and interracial romance were outlawed. The Hays Code was the reason Ingrid Bergman got on the plane in Casablanca instead of Living in Sin with Humphrey Bogart. But in the 50s, a number of movies defied the Hays Code, such as Billy Wilder's Some Like It Hot, and the production code gradually faded away. It was on this day, 1951, the Remington Rand Corporation signed a contract to deliver the first UNIVAC computer to the U.S. Census Bureau. UNIVAC stood for Universal Automatic Computer. It was the first American commercial computer. After the Census Bureau, the Air Force bought one, the Army Map Service, the Atomic Energy Commission, and the Navy, and then General Electric, and then Metropolitan Life Insurance Company. And it's the birthday of the Ukrainian-born Russian humorist and novelist Nikolai Gogol, born in the Cossack village of Soroshinsky in 1809. Wrote stories of his childhood memories of Ukraine in a book called Evenings on a Farm near Dikhonky. Came out in 1831. It was a big sensation. In 1836, he wrote a play, The Inspector General. Gogol was disappointed, felt the play was misunderstood, spent most of the next 6 years in Europe, where he produced his most famous work, Dead Souls, in 1842. Here's a poem for today by William Wordsworth, Lines Written in Early Spring. I heard a thousand blended notes while in a grove I sat reclined, in that sweet mood where pleasant thoughts bring sad thoughts to the mind. To her fair works did nature link the human soul that through me ran, and much it grieved my heart to think what man has made of man. Through primrose tufts in that sweet bower the periwinkle trailed its wreaths, and 'tis my faith that every flower enjoys the air it breathes. The birds around me hopped and played, their thoughts I cannot measure, but the least motion which they made, it seemed a thrill of pleasure. The budding twigs spread out their fan to catch the breezy air, and I must think, do all I can, that there was pleasure there. If this belief from heaven be sent, if such be nature's holy plan, have I not reason to lament what man has made of man? William Wordsworth's poem, Lines Written in Early Spring. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.